This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The big story in the tech world all week is the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. At last year's show, the little smartwatch maker Pebble was a big star. This year's event has seen an explosion in wearable technologies and a new sophisticated-looking watch from Pebble called the Pebble Steel. It's just been unveiled to the world, but there are still big questions about whether consumers are interested. Pebble CEO Eric Mijakoski is in Las Vegas this week. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. So the original Pebble, it looked a bit like a toy to me, a very cool toy, but a toy nonetheless. This new watch is a different game entirely.
Yeah, we launched Pebble Steel mainly to show off the different ways that you can wear a smartwatch on your wrist. We worked with a whole bunch of industrial designers, and we came up with a much more kind of stylish and sophisticated product.
Last year, we heard a lot of talk about wearables, but you know, I think it's fair to say consumers are a little bit skeptical. Convince me that I want a future full of wearable technology.
I think that the future has opportunities for a wearable device to just solve key problems throughout the day for our users.
Like what?
Here's what I do with my Pebble. Overnight, I use sleep tracking on my watch to find out how I've been sleeping. In the morning, my watch actually wakes me up at the opportune time based on my sleep patterns. When I go about my day, you know, I see calendar updates right on my wrist. And then in the evening, I've started downloading different watch faces from the new Pebble App Store that's going to be coming out later this month.
Uh-huh.
So I can kind of change the style of my watch with a single click.
You guys have the luxury of being, I think, sort of first on the scene in some ways as a smartwatch company, but you now have some stiff competition. How are you guys going to prevail against the Samsungs and Apples of the world?
Over 2014, we're kind of aiming for a new type of app, something that we're calling contextual apps.
Uh-huh.
The idea that instead of having to navigate through a series of menus or open a specific app, your watch should just automatically transform into the most useful screen or the most useful display for maybe the place that you're at, the location or the time of day or depending on your schedule. We're starting to do that right now, but you know, it's going to take a little bit of work, and you'll see it unfold over 2014.
Beyond Pebble, what are you excited to check out this year? What have you seen that you're excited about already?
I'm personally interested in sensors. It's kind of geeky, I know, but I think there's going to be more and more opportunities to put little sensors around your house, around your body, around your car, and have them integrate with your phone and your watch and your Pebble. I'm really keen on the idea of having like a personal area network.
Eric Mijakoski, CEO of Pebble. Eric, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.